We offer three different programs. We are located in the K.I. Sawyer Elementary School. Mm-hmm. We offer a preschool program. So we provide age-appropriate activities within a structured and stimulating environment. We involve the children in a variety of activities such as literacy, math, science, music, art, and movement. There are opportunities for children to take part in large group, small group, and individual activities. We encourage self-reliance, self-respect, friendliness, cooperation, curiosity, and creativity. And we really strive to provide the community with a high-quality childhood program.
This is to give the kids something to do, I guess, when they're either not in school or they're maybe not at school age quite yet. And then how has that response been out at Sawyer?
We are growing every day. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of inquiries, a lot of phone calls. So our program is it's growing. We're excited to see the parents taking this opportunity.
It gives them something to do. And I mentioned age-appropriate programs. Any other services programs that you have out there as well? What have you got?
Yes, we offer a before and after school program for the students out at Sawyer.
And that's probably pretty important for a lot of parents in particular.
Yes, so parents can drop off as early as 7 a.m. and then we are open until 6 p.m. and we offer a variety of activities that the school-age kids can participate in, physical activity, and we offer some nutrition activities as well.
Why do you think it's important to give the kids something to do?
It's important because kids need to be moving. They need to
be active.
Yes, be active. They need to engage with each other. They need to work together, learn the cooperation, social skills.
Probably better than just hanging out by themselves and maybe, you know, even possibly, you know, getting into trouble. Not that we ever did when we were kids.
No, not at all. But, you know, social skills are so important, though, Amber. And there's a lot of that at the Y.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you go about developing that in kids? I mean, you know, you get them in the kids and they're kind of learning themselves. How do you influence those social skills? What do you do with them? Like with some of these programs, what are some of the activities you do?
Social skills are developed through different activities we do in the classroom. I know with our preschool program, that's huge. I mean, any of the early childhood, it's huge. That's where they're learning their skills that they're going to use for the rest of their life. We offer different centers in the classroom that kids can go participate in, a writing center with various activities. We have gross motor and fine motor skills that we work on. And it's really working with the kids, using their words to talk to each other and really engage with each other.
Amber Oslin with us, director of the YMCA Child Development Center out at K.I. Sawyer. And Amber, we're talking about some of the programs that you've got, and I know you've even got more because it's typical when we talk with folks from the Y, there are always so many different things, so many aspects of those various departments going on. You've got even more with programs to talk about. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are also, we have an early learning readiness program. This is a free program we're offering to grandparents, parents, family members, neighbors, friends, anyone who is at home with a child from birth until 5 years old. This program is located at the Gwynn High School, mm-hmm. But it offers a variety of activities that the adult can engage with the child. There's story time, there's different centers that the adult and child can do together. There's snack time. This group meets Monday and Wednesday from 9:30 to 11:30 each mm-hmm. week.
So lots of opportunities in these programs to, you know, exist, and I know that there's other child development centers and parts of the mission of the Y. If people are curious, if parents are listening, they want to get their kids involved in this, they're out at Sawyer or somewhere in that immediate area, what would be the best way of finding out more information?
To call us right at our K.I. Sawyer YMCA Child Development Center. Our number is 372-4044, mm-hmm. and any of our staff members can help you, so don't hesitate to call. Just
always check in with the folks out at Sawyer. Check in with the offices here in Marquette or elsewhere, you know, on the website. I know it's ymcamqt.org. What the hours usually, that if maybe if somebody wanted to drop in also, the hours are what usually for you guys?
We open at 7 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. And our preschool program usually runs about 8 to 4, but we do offer the extended care for families that need the child care as well. But 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., somebody is always there.